The ban that takes effect next July would cover all workplaces, including taverns, restaurants, and hotels. That would mean an end to designated smoking rooms at hotels, motels, and inns. That worries Tom Zarnik, who manages DoubleTree Inns in Madison and Milwaukee. Zarnik told a panel of state lawmakers that Hartley mechanics regularly stay at his Milwaukee hotel when they come to town for training. Zarnik says almost all of them want smoking rooms.
That's a big piece of business for us to lose, and we wouldn't want those training classes to leave the state of Wisconsin to go to one of our other Harleys training universities at a different state.
Zarnik and other innkeepers support a plan that would let hotels set aside up to 25% of their rooms for smokers. Democratic Assembly sponsor Gary Sherman says without the exemption, some of the motels in his tourism-dependent northern Wisconsin district could get hurt. He named the city of Hurley, which is right across the Michigan border.
All a person has to do is to drive half a mile to bypass the motels in Hurley and deprive it of its only remaining industry.
While nobody testified against this plan in committee, the Tavern League opposes it. That's significant because the overall smoking ban only passed after the league sat down with anti-smoking groups and gave its blessing to a compromise. Lawmakers tried to add an exemption for hotels when the smoking ban was being debated earlier this year. While a majority of them supported the change, some switched their votes out of fear that it could endanger the compromise and kill the smoking ban altogether. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.